Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ, brought to you by Crossnor School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnor.org. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Thank you for joining us for Local Focus here on The Q, your community radio station. Our guest today, Cheryl Grace. Cheryl, I'm afraid we're going to have to make this a two-parter at some point in time. You've got a lot of history, and there's a lot we can talk about. But I'm proud to introduce to our audience Cheryl Grace, the first let me make sure I have this right, first female executive producer for ESPN.
In the remote production, which means everything away from ESPN. So there's studio production, yeah. You know, like SportsCenter.
Right.
And then there's all these events going on all around the world.
Yeah.
So I was the first female coordinating producer, executive producer in a sea of men.
And you live now here in Hendersonville, in Henderson County. Can I just ask, how does one find themselves to be the first female executive producer of this sort of thing at ESPN?
Tenacity,
sure.
And confidence,
sure.
And loved sports. And they actually needed to broaden their diversity. You know, it was part of their ESPN mission to expand their diversity. And I guess I was the one that broke the glass ceiling.
Well, I'm sure that alone is its own story. I'm sure you have plenty that you could write about or talk about.
I have all the secrets.
I'm sure. So then you do that for 15 years or so.
Yep.
And then you decide, that's it, I'm ready for a change.
I'm ready for a change, and I kind of did it cold turkey. I gave them a two-week notice, and with a high-paying job and lots of fun, and I quit. And went from a high-paying salary to a zero. That's an awakening.
Well, you wanted to get into, like, home design, that type of thing,
right?
Yeah,
I wanted to get into home design. I wanted to do kind of the opposite of ESPN. All-male environment, high energy, doors are always open because the ESPN never sleeps.
Yeah, right.
And wanted to do something fluffy and fun and creative.
And so you got into home design, but more specifically, feng shui.
Right, feng shui. And you know about feng shui, right, Mark?
I know enough about it to say it right.
You said it correctly. Mark did not call it feng shui, which most people do, or they think it's something to eat.
Right, right.
But it's actually a design science.
And what got you interested in that?
I read the book Clear Your Clutter with Feng Shui by Karen Kingston. I read it on I've got it in a bookstore in an airport and read it on the way home when I was on an ESPN trip. And it clicked for me about how taking all the clutter out of your life just opens up so many doors to everything else.
Yeah.
So I got hooked on that, and then I kept reading and studying it, and then I decided to go to school for it.
So, again, showing your tenacity, not only do you go to school for something like this, but now you are a published author.
Yes.
For
yes.
Feng Shui books, right?
Right. Hay House, which is my publisher, offered me a contract deal to do a book, and it's called Feng Shui Simply, Change Your Life from the Inside Out, which that's what I liked about the feng shui. It wasn't just about the furniture.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, if you put your furniture in a certain way in your house and all of a sudden you're rich, everybody would do it, right? We wouldn't have to write a book, right?
Hey, that's a very good point.
I thought there's got to be more to it. There's got to be some backstory to this philosophy, and I wanted to know more about that. So that's what my book's about.
Okay. If you would be so kind as to come back sometime and let's talk about that, I would like to do that a lot.
I can talk about ESPN. I can talk about feng shui. I can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Well, that'll be great fun. Let's now talk about the fact that you are one of those people who, and it's interesting that you found yourself coming to Hendersonville and Henderson County, because this community is so great about supporting other things, whether it's in the community or not. So today we're talking about increasing the size of our community. Sometimes your community is not just Hendersonville or Henderson County. The world is our community, and you are someone who has traveled the world and decided that there are folks out there who need some help, and you've decided to help and give back, and you have something called Legacy of Grace. Tell us about Legacy of Grace, and you got a fundraiser coming up, so tell us about Legacy of Grace and what it is you do.
I went to, one thing feng shui taught me was to not be so focused on fate or destiny, like it's out of our control.
Right.
And to instead purposefully create a lasting legacy. So that little thing was always buzzing in my head. And in 2015, I went to South Africa It just felt like I wanted to go there calling, and I went there for a month and traveled around. And I ended up visiting a community called the Amazizi community. It's a Zulu, native Zulu. And my guide that was there said that the kids never go to school because they can't speak English. And so they never really evolve from their village. And they're thirsty to learn, their young children, their community. And I said, well, what do you plan on doing about that? And he said, well, I'd like to build a school. And I said, well, how long will it take you to build a school? And he says, well, it'll take the rest of my life. So then I had a little Oprah moment.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll build a school for you. And that sort of instantly launched this cause, this foundation. Within 6 months, the school was up. And we're in our three years now. And we've had two graduating classes of five-year-olds speaking flawless English going to kindergarten.
Let me make sure I have this right. You're talking to a guy in South Africa who says he'd like to build a school. You said, how long will it take to do that? He said he'll spend the rest of his life doing it. And you made it happen in 6 months.
I made it happen in 6 months.
Wow.
So they're launched and birthed the Legacy of Grace Foundation. He's actually named it for me because he said to me, I said, I'll build a school for you. He said, we will call it the Legacy of Grace.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, can I steal that for my for my foundation name? That was such a touching thing for him to say.
So what an amazing story. So you built the school in 6 months, basically. You've now had three graduating classes?
Mm-hmm. Of 5-year-olds. Yeah, so the school is preschool.
Okay.
Over there, they call it a creche. And we entertain and babysit and have a nursery for the 1 and 2-year-olds. And the 3 to 5-year-olds are in school every day learning English. We feed them 2 meals a day, which frees up their moms and dads to go work. So now they're going out. They might get jobs because of maybe their lack of English skills as in housekeeping or maintenance or something like that. But yeah, it's kind of a win-win. We kind of help the whole community.
So what type of doors does this open for those kids who graduate and then suddenly they're speaking English?
Well, first of all, they're so thirsty for education.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
A 3-year-old sang happy birthday to me in English when I was over there. I was over there for my birthday, and I'm just looking at him thinking, am I hearing this correctly? So you can imagine that just that the having those early English skills,
yeah,
and then going to a mainstream school, they're probably ahead of a lot of people because we do it so intensely.
Yeah.
And I actually visited their kindergarten last year to see my little 5-year-olds who are now 6. And how they were doing, and they recognized me, I recognized them. And then my about-to-be graduating class of 5-year-olds came with me, and they got to see, oh, this is where I'm going to go.
Wow.
So it's like so door-opening for them. It's crazy good. Makes me cry. I'm a proud mama.
And so how interesting is it going to be to really follow some of these? Because it's been 3 years now. So as they slowly move into adulthood and really truly see what doors were opened with them because of this school that you've built.
Well, that, and I can't wait for that. I mean, that's the exciting part for me is to see where they end up. I mean, they could be anything. They could be president of South Africa.
Sure,
they could be
absolutely
scientists and doctors or everything else. And they're going to remember this early education.
Or they could grow up and become the executive director of Legacy of Grace.
You know what? This is very funny. Our English teacher said, I love my job. I want to stay here forever. And then when I'm not doing this job, I want to be part of Legacy of Grace Foundation.
How about that?
Yeah.
And so what's the future? Where do you go from here with Legacy of Grace? And
well,
with the school?
We have a lot of visitors now because the school is on the way to, and that's how I discovered the area.
Yeah.
On the way to a World Heritage Site called Royal Natal. It's an amphitheater. It's a natural landscaping that's absolutely gorgeous. And it's also adjacent to it is this area called San Art, which is a dying form of native South Africans painting on the walls with, colored berries and things like that.
Right.
So it'll be extinct in 1,000 years. So I hope to expand this school to obviously build a bigger and better school, get more kids involved in it, get a way to get solar energy in there, get a way to tap into running water, and really see what we can do for the community at large. I just think it has tentacles that just go everywhere.
So it takes dollars to make those things happen.
It sure does.
And you've got an event coming up here.
Yes.
Let's talk about this event. And it's local here.
Yes, it's local. It's on Thursday, June 28th, and it's going to be held at the Black Bear Cafe, Coffee House Cafe, in downtown Hendersonville. It's a silent auction, and I have over 65 donated items that are really incredible. It runs the gamut of things, so art, home decor, jewelry, fashion, entertainment, restaurants, wine, experiences, adventure. And they're all, the donors have really stepped up and done some really interesting combination gifts and items that are like theme packages. So when you go to buy wine, you're going to get like a basket with two bottles of wine, glasses, wine charms. I mean, you're really, and this is a time to do your holiday shopping.
Isn't
or
it?
Or your wife's anniversary, Mark, or, you know, birthdays. I mean, even if you just went there, to you could shop for yourself, but you could shop for the rest of the year.
And then especially knowing that these dollars are going to help with your school.
It's 100%. I said from the day one that 100% of every donation would go to the school. So I pay for all administrative expenses or anything that has to do with that. So when you spend your money, you know that 100% is going to the kids in the school.
So is this an open to the public event? How can we be a part of
this? It is by way of my invitation to your listeners and your fans.
Okay.
Because it's not necessarily, look, the Black Bear can hold 100 people. So I want 100 people there.
Okay. All right.
And so I'm extending this invitation to your listeners as VIPs because your listeners and your fans are loyal supporters of the community.
Yes, very much so.
They're time proven.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to extend the invitation to everybody to come to this event.
Okay.
It starts at 7 o'clock. The auction goes for an hour and 15 minutes. It's crazy time in there.
Sure.
So an hour and 15 minutes, you outbid, you win it, and then you check out. It's fun. It's a cash bar. We have some hors d'oeuvres, and it's a hoot.
Okay, so it's coming up Thursday, June the 28th, 7 p.m. It's at Black Bear Coffee Cafe right here on Main Street.
Right on Main Street.
And this is to benefit the Legacy of Grace and your school in South Africa.
And my school in South Africa. And we sure appreciate your support, Mark. This means everything to me.
Oh, what a great story. You've got your motto here. I really love this because it follows something that we do here at the radio station. Your motto is, if you always give, you'll always have. It follows a motto that we got that I basically learned by going to see Zig Ziglar, and I'll never, ever forget this. He said, you can have anything in the world you want by helping others get what they want. And that's it. So I love this motto, and I love what you're doing, and
I love that
you have chosen to live right here in Hendersonville.
You've been here for how many
years now? A couple of years. A
couple of years, but Mark, I've been all over the world, and I love it here.
We are so glad to have you here, and
I love
especially
it here.
Someone who is as thinking about others as you are. So thank you for what you've done so far for these kids.
Yep.
And thank you for the work that will continue to happen.
And thank you for having me
And
here.
Let's remind our listeners to please go join the silent auction. Have fun. Just like I said, we're not talking about a whole evening.
Mm-mm.
Just go out there, buy a couple of things, and support this school. It's coming up again Thursday, June the 28th, 7 p.m. at Black Bear Coffee Cafe on Main Street. Cheryl Grace, thank you so much.
And I'm
so looking for you to, looking forward for you to grace our presence again sometime.
I would love to. It'll be a fun chat. Thank you, Mark.
Cheryl, thank you so much. Again, Cheryl Grace, one of the first female executive producer of ESPN's
Remote Production.
Thank you, Remote Production. What an interesting life you've had, and thank you for sharing that with us. Cheryl Grace, our guest here on Local Focus. Remember again, folks, the fundraiser coming up, the silent auction fundraiser for her school in South Africa is coming up on Thursday, June the 28th. 8th at 7 p.m. at Black Bear Coffee on Main Street right here in downtown Hendersonville. Let's step out and support our community because remember, the whole world is our community.
Local Focus is brought to you by Crossnore School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnore.org. To have your organization featured on Local Focus, visit WTZQ.com and click Contact.